This episode of the Halloween Podcast is brought to you by Acorns, the app that invests your change automatically. If you're like me, you have zero inside of your savings for future you. What Acorns does is rounds up all of your debit card purchases and invests that change for you automatically. I got started months ago and my account is slowly growing for future me. I didn't even notice it coming out of my bank account. It's that subtle. Support the Halloween Podcast by signing up using our link. You get a $5 sign-on bonus, and so do we. Just go to thehalloweenpodcast.com/acorns, click on the banner, and get signed up. That's thehalloweenpodcast.com/acorns. Now let's get the show started. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Halloween Podcast. I am your host, Lyle Perez, and today is day 9 of our It's a 90s Halloween countdown. I hope you guys are enjoying it. It's been tough to find so much 90s content, but I found some. I hope you guys have been getting some good memories from all of the stuff. Nick or Treat has to be probably one of my favorites so far, but yeah, I think it's going good, so if you guys are enjoying it, please keep listening. On this episode, I'm going to take a look at another Ronald McDonald cassette tape. This one is number one in the 1995 Halloween cassette tapes that they gave out. This one is Ronald Makes It Magic. And on the last episode that I did, when I did Travel Tunes, I kind of mentioned that I couldn't find the Travel Tunes album, and I didn't know if it existed or not, so I contacted Rich Shieldman again, and he set the record straight and said that there was, but this is exactly what he had to say. He said that there was 3 40-minute albums made. Ronald Makes It Magic, which is the one we're going to listen to now, Travel Tunes, which was just an audio tape, and Silly Sing-Along, which was also a CD, so they had 2 CDs, 1 cassette tape. The 2 CDs are listed on eBay, he says, but Travel Tunes, the cassette, seems to be very hard to find, which I knew that because I tried looking for it myself, and it's like nowhere to be found. But he's the dude that worked on it, so he should know that they actually made it. He says there was also a fourth one that was made, but this one was called Intergalactical Magical Radio, which only played on United Airlines flights. So I'm assuming it was like a kids thing where people could listen to it. He says that he posted the albums on to download on the Internet Archives, and I'll post the link up on the show notes and on the Facebook page, facebook.com/thehalloweenpodcast. So you guys can go and search for it. I tried to search for it. I couldn't really find it, but I'll see if I can do some more digging around and see if I can find the actual downloads. But yeah, that's what he said. Travel Tunes was an actual album. Very hard to find. So if you have a copy, please let me know. I'd love to be able to take a listen to it. So without further ado, let's get into this. Number one, Ronald Makes It Magic, Magical Radio Halloween cassette tape. So this one, I vaguely do remember listening to this one when I was a kid, but I could have sworn I only listened to the Travel Tunes. But when I found these cassette tapes probably about 10 years ago now, I rethought of it and found it. When I first popped in Ronald Makes It Magic, I kind of got glimpses of, hey, wait a minute, maybe I've heard this before. But it wasn't as prominent as with Travel Tunes. With Travel Tunes, I was 100% sure I've heard that numerous times. But Ronald Makes It Magic is a good one. It is the first one in the series, and side A holds Ronald. Look What's on the Radio is the song of the side A, and side B is Ronald Makes It Magic, which is the name of the album. It says all the songs are from the full-length album, Ronald Makes It Magic, which I had. I think I still have it somewhere. I'd have to look around. It's in a box somewhere. I still have a lot of stuff in boxes from the move. But it was, it says it was available on cassette or compact discs. I've never seen any of the cassettes. I've only just seen the CDs of it. But, yeah, producer Gary Fry, which we know from earlier, and a lot of other stuff. The packaging on this guy is pretty cool. The only thing that really gives it a Halloween feel is the side of it. There's like a little bat with the McDonald's logo on it. That's the only Halloween reference I could really see, but trust me, this is a Halloween cassette. So before I pop this into the cassette player, I want to let you guys know I am feeling a little bit under the weather, so if my voice sounds a little different, I'm sorry. I'm still going to continue, though. It's not going to stop me from doing the 31, but it's a terrible time for me to start feeling under the weather, and no, it's not COVID. It's other stuff. There is other illnesses out there other than COVID. But all right, let's get this cassette tape in here. And as I was trying to rewind the tape on my handy dandy cassette player, I kind of noticed that my son dropped it and broke it because he was listening to all of the cassette tapes, the Halloween cassette tapes I have, and everything, and he broke it. But it's okay. It's still functional, still works. So all right, let's turn off creepy music and let's get this cassette tape going. All right, waiting for Ronald Makes It Magic.
Hi ho, everybody. Ronald McDonald here.
This is the first one, so it's going to give you a rundown as to what this radio show is.
This broadcast is coming to you live from the magical radio station, where our McDonald and Halloween party is just getting started. So how about it, everybody?
See, just getting started.
Ready for a ghoulishly good time?
Yeah! I want to be one of those kids.
Can you make that sound a little more Halloweenish?
I can make it sound Halloweenish.
That's the spirit.
Thanks,
now,
Ronald.
Let's talk with a few of our guests. Hey, how about this young lady in the vampire costume?
Hello, Ronald. My name is Batilda.
Young lady, she sounds like an old woman.
Batty, I'm having a wonderful time. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. Now, how about this little ghost? Would you say a few words to
little ghost?
Sure.
Grimace is not little.
Zucchini? Piano?
Grimace.
Well, you didn't say which words.
Hey. I see Birdie over there handing out candy apples.
You guys have to remember these guys. Grimace,
yeah,
Birdie,
and
Hamburglar. I don't think Hamburglar makes an appearance.
Party?
Oh, yes.
I think it's just
Birdie,
Grimace, and Ronald.
Oh,
and then a handful of throwaways like Batilda.
Oh, I just wish our listeners could see them.
They can, Birdie. This is magical radio, remember?
Radio, Ronald. Not
use your imagination, guys.
Problem. All they have to do is use a little imagination and listen to this next song. It's from my album.
All right, let's listen to the song because I think it's awesome.
Look what's on the radio. Tell me what you see. The pictures right inside your mind are better than TV. In your imagination, anything can be. So close your eyes and look again. You'll see it magically. A giant purple bullfrog. A teeny tiny cow. A monkey in a swimming pool.
Such a kid's song.
A dog that barks meow. A bunny playing baseball. A donkey playing drums.
And Callan was listening to these the other day, and he didn't seem that interested, but he did like it. Callie, I think, had a better time with the cassettes than Callan did. We'll find out what Kalexi does in the next couple of years when I let her listen to these.
I'm measuring Birdie's head. I don't think she has room in there for 10,000 tap-dancing penguins.
Oh.
What's so funny?
A funny old jalopy.
Callie loved Grimace.
An airplane doing loop-de-loops. A horn for silly cars. An underwater concert. Some acrobatic fleas. A cuckoo clock.
and who can sneeze.
Look what's on the radio.
And the cool thing about this is I can, like, picture all of this stuff in my head. Imagination is one powerful thing, kids. You can think of almost anything.
My turn. I'm picturing an elephant in a thunderstorm. Ooh, smart elephant.
What happened?
He put up an umbrella.
We could visit London or travel to Japan. Take a trip down to Antarctica or tour to McDonald Land.
I want to tour McDonald Land.
Birdie on her skates.
Guess I can do it in my head.
Hamburglar spinning 18 plates.
No, there's the Hamburglar.
17, 16,
but he doesn't talk.
What's on the radio? Tell me what you see. The picture's right inside your mind.
Probably couldn't get the voice actor to come and do it.
Hearing is believing. Then it's really true. Sound is worth a thousand words.
I'd call that magic, wouldn't you?
Sounds like this song is through.
Ronald, if I imagine our listeners, can I see them inside my head?
Well, I...
Oh, it's working! I can see them! There's Max and Zoe.
Yep, Max,
and
Zoe.
Oh,
and Lyle,
Richard
and
Ashley.
Little Lyle.
Oh, there's Robin. Hi!
I want to try. I just close my eyes and, I see that it's very dark.
I think we better get back to the party. For more Halloween fun, kids, just turn the tape over.
Turn that tape over. I want some more magical fun, Ronald. All right, let's turn this guy over. God, he did a number on this thing.
Nope. Radio!
Happy Halloween! Welcome back to the magical radio station where our McDonaldland Halloween party is in full swing. The goblins are gobbling the great food, but they are using napkins. And the monster and his bride are dancing shriek to shriek.
Is that Frankenstein's monster?
Who's there?
Trick or treat!
Wow, it's a princess,
nice.
A cowgirl,
more kids.
A pirate, and a dragon. Hey, come on in and join the party.
Hi, Ronald.
Hi, princess. You know, you sound so much like my friend Amy.
I am Amy.
And who could this cowgirl be?
Ronald, it's me, Allison.
And who's inside this great dragon costume? It looks so real.
It is real. I'm a real dragon. But I'm supposed to be Little Red Riding Hood.
I think you actually see this little dragon on the commercials. That voice sounds familiar.
Well, I've got treats for everyone.
And we have a treat for you, Ronald.
A treat for me?
We want to sing a song we wrote for you. Okay, play the beat, Cody.
It would sound a lot better if I had my drum set.
Drums? Like these?
Yeah, thanks, Ronald.
That'd be cool.
Tom made up a bass part, too.
Bum, bum, ba-dum. Wish I could hit those low notes.
I want a friend who has magical
help?
Powers that can just give me stuff like that. That'd be
guitar.
Awesome.
How about a real guitar?
Great.
Instruments for everyone.
Yeah, tambourine.
And microphones for singing.
Thanks, Ronald. We can make the song we wrote for you sound really good now.
Song all about Ronald.
Have a friend who makes you laugh and then know something fun to play.
Let's Ronald and go! It's so much fun to meet a magical
friend. One thing I don't really get is he's not really advertising the food of McDonald's. They're just advertising this magical clown. They ever did a music video for this? Let me look it up really fast.
He's just terrific. To be specific,
Ronald makes it magic. When Ronald's around, magic's in the air. You can feel it
Nah, it doesn't look like it. It'd be cool if there was, though. A bunch of little kids singing. Yeah, these songs aren't really Halloween related, but I think they were just trying to do like a Halloween thing to get kids interested.
I'm going to tell a story about a ghost named Beauregard. Now listen carefully, and whenever you hear this sound, you say boo.
Boo.
Let's try it.
Boo.
Great. Here we go. Once upon a time, there was a ghost named Beauregard, who thought he was much smarter than his little sister.
Kids actually do like this. Callan, I remember, was listening to this, and he liked it.
She asked, what game do babies
play? He liked this little game.
Well, that's easy, he said. They like to play Pika. Then she asked, what kind of sound do roosters make? Well, they sound like this, he said. Cock-a-doodle.
Boo!
Uh-oh, said Boonella. I think you made a...
Boo-boo!
Oh.
What a great Halloween party.
Yeah, we got to wear costumes and play some games.
We even got to hear some songs from Ronald's
the dragon.
Album, Ronald Makes It Magic.
Best of all, we've got our magical radio listeners right here with us. I'd say this party was a Halloween
success.
See,
they make it sound like it's over, but there's still three more tapes of this.
McDonald's Magical Radio.
So that's it, guys. That was the number one cassette of the Halloween series that they did, Ronald Makes It Magic. Hope you guys enjoyed it. It is really fun going down memory lane with these cassettes, because it like when I listen to them, I picture myself as a little kid sitting in front of the huge cassette player that we had and hitting play constantly, listening to it. I didn't have headphones, so I would listen to it very quietly, put my ear up to the speaker so no one else can hear it, and it just reminds me of that time. But it was awesome nonetheless. Very cheesy. It is very cheesy, but still awesome nonetheless. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Halloween Podcast. If you guys have any questions, comments, or want to suggest anything for a future show, go ahead and send me an email to thehalloweenpodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can do it a couple of different ways. You can go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review. Trust me, those do help. You can also support the show by going to our Patreon page at patreon.com/thehalloweenpod. Any donations are always welcome. We actually do have a new donation, and I'm going to give him a shout out. Preston is our latest Patreon supporter. Thank you so much for helping the show, for showing us some love every single month. It really does mean a lot, and you're paying for hosting for the show, which is probably the biggest expense that we have. So thank you so much for showing us some love, Preston. If you'd like to be like Preston or any of our other Patreon supporters, just go to patreon.com/thehalloweenpod and get signed up, put in a monthly donation. It helps for hosting, which is the biggest thing that I have to pay for every single year. So it will go towards that, and it just basically assures that the Halloween Podcast is going to be able to continue, because the bigger the podcast gets, the more downloads we get, the more space that we need to host the shows, it gets more and more expensive. I'm like two tiers or one tier below the highest, so it gets pretty expensive. But that's all right. So thank you all for supporting the show. And don't forget that you could also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thehalloweenpodcast. Make sure you give us a like to stay up to date on everything that's going on the Halloween Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at thehalloweenpod. So thank you guys so much, and hopefully my voice and I start feeling better so I can crank these out, because I still have, a bunch left. So thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow for another episode. Have a good night.